Only Sketches About presents Only Sketches About Success.
Do you have the Coke?
Yep.
Mentos?
Yep.
Matches?
Yep.
Gunpowder?
Yes.
Molotov cocktails?
Grace, we have everything. I checked.
Okay. I just really want this gender reveal party to be a success.
It will be. Don't worry.
Thanks. Well, everyone's waiting. Let's head into the dry woods.
Let's get this genital party started.
Yeah, baby. Woo!
Introducing a new fragrance from Chanel, Success. She is elegant. She is poised. She always uses exclamation points in her emails. She is...
Success.
She knows when it's her turn to speak in meetings and when it's her turn to get spoken over. She is...
Not getting credit for my own...
She had to go through 6 rounds of interviews, an edit test, a background check, and give 3 professional references to get this job. But Jake from Ad Sales knew someone through his parents. She is...
Wait, are you serious? I'm always fixing Jake's fuck-ups.
She doesn't wear too much makeup, but like, definitely some makeup. Otherwise, her boss says she looks sick today, but of course not take a day off sick. And don't get me started on vacation.
And paid maternity leave? Forget about it. I gave birth on my desk and I still made the sale. And I chipped in for my own flowers from the team.
She does everyone's job, but only gets paid for hers. She does my job. She's doing it right now. She has children and a career. She really has it all. We don't know how she did it, and we make sure to tell her. She is...
Success.
A new fragrance from Chanel. Also available in Success for Men, for the man who wants so much more by doing so much less.
Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Bet, sheep scientist, and welcome to the Roslyn Institute, where we've made history today by being the first in the world to successfully clone a mammal. Dolly the sheep, whom you see right here next to me, is the first mammal clone from an adult somatic cell. Next to her is the original sheep. We called this press conference today because I knew the entire scientific community and the world at large would have a myriad of questions.
What proof do you have that it's cloned?
What? Ma'am, please state your name and publication before asking your question.
Sorry, Bird Swanson, Time Magazine. What proof do you have that you successfully cloned that sheep and you're not just lying? It looks kind of like every other sheep I've seen on the side of the road.
Well, it is a clone. Look, I can understand that some out there might be taken aback by the science, what with it being so new. However, I can assure you that we did, in fact, clone this sheep.
Dr. Bet, Kyle DeJourno of the Weekly Californian, you seem pretty confident, but I'd like to hear what the sheep have to say about all of this. Why not give them the microphones if you truly have nothing to hide? Afraid they're gonna crack under the pressure? That they're gonna squeal and blow this whole thing?
No one has anything to hide. I didn't give the sheep mics because they're sheep. They don't speak English.
Wow.
What? What? They don't. What?
Hi, Bird again. Going back to the sheep looking the same, I just Yahoo image searched sheep and can confirm that they all look exactly the same as the sheep up there. Are you saying that all sheep are just clones of each other? Is that really what you're saying?
I'm not saying any of that. Look, we just completed the first successful mammal cloning after years of R&D. I assure you we are not lying about this. Can someone please ask me a science question? Are there any research publications here?
Topher Steeds here from the Neptune Fan Club, Edinburgh chapter.
I guess that'll have to do for right now.
Yes, can you talk a bit about the somatic cell nuclear transfer that took place during this process?
Oh, yes, of course. So, the nuclear transfer is when the nucleus from the adult cell...
Yeah, and to follow up on that, if I don't know which sheep is the clone, how do I know which one to shoot?
What are you talking about? Don't shoot either of them. Why would you do that?
The sheep's my fucking head, man. I don't know which one it is.
Security, get this guy out of here.
No.
Oh,
no.
Come on, hey.
No.
Hey, it was a clone.
One of these is a fucking clone, man.
He has rights.
Cuffing him?
All right. I'm going to give you all one more chance to ask me a real scientific question about this modern marvel. Anyone?
So how long until there's another Clone Wars?
All right, you guys suck. News conference over.
Dad, I need some help. Studying for the spelling test is so hard. Like the word success, I have no idea. How many C's, how many S's, and where do they go?
Hey, hey, all you need to help you remember is a mnemonic device, a trick to help you remember. Take the word success, for example. What you do is double the C, double the S, and you will always have success.
Double the C, double the S, S-U-C-C-E-S-S, success.
There you go.
Thanks, Dad.
There's plenty more where that came from. You know, when I was about your age, I would always get tripped up on how to spell principal, like the head of a school, but I learned a way to remember it. You remember it ends in pal because the principal is your pal.
Wow, these are helpful, Dad.
Or the word smiles. There's a mile from S to S.
Okay, I mean, that one isn't really a hard one to spell, but it's still cool.
Or the word farmer. You need to put your arm into it when you tend the fields. F-A-R-M-E-R.
Okay, that's actually just another easy one, Dad.
Or the word baby. There's a little tiny baby of a letter A in between two big brothers, the B's, and it ends in a Y, because why would you leave the baby alone without putting a letter at the end to watch over it?
Wait, Dad, these are really just starting to confuse me.
Or the word blue, like the color.
B-L-U-E, right?
All right, well, it might be easy for you to remember, but for me, I think of B-L-U, which can be shown as the letter B, because that makes me think of the B sound, and L-U-E, because that sounds like Lou.
Dad, that's just spelling the word. There's no mnemonic device. You're literally just describing the process of spelling words.
Word? Now that's a tricky one. Wah, wah. I always get stumped on which letter makes the wah sound.
Dad, I think you might be illiterate.
Wah, wah, water is wet, and they start with W. W-O? You know what? This is tough. It probably won't come up till college.
Okay, I'm gonna go finish studying so my friends and I can go throw rocks from an overpass.
Aw, you got it, kiddo. Man, I am killing this single parent thing.
Hey guys, it's Sibby. Welcome back to my channel. Hope everyone had a good day. So today we're gonna check out the new Overwatch maps. First, a quick shout out to MeUndies for
Hey honey, tell your friends you gotta pause your video game. I need to talk to you.
Sorry guys, hang on. Dad, I'm streaming, what is it?
Well, that's the thing, honey. You spend so much time playing your video game and, you know, that's fine. You can do what you want with your free time. It's just that ever since your mother's hours got cut, we've been tight on money, so we're gonna need you to get a job and start helping out.
Dad, I do have a job.
What do you mean?
Dad, Twitch streaming is my job.
Honey, sitting around all day and playing video games is not a job. A job takes real work and effort, you see?
I made $30,000 last month.
You what?
Yeah, my subs have been going through the roof ever since I found this glitch in Fortnite where if you spam reload during the loading screen, it glitches out and it sounds like your character says the N-word. After that, my viewership went up and I got a bunch of sponsorships.
What? That's terrible.
Yeah, I don't condone it, but my viewership went up like crazy after I found that.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. Viewership? These people are just watching you play video games?
Well, most of them just watch. A lot of them like to send sexually violent messages to me also, but hey, a job's a job, right?
People send you inappropriate messages? That's not okay.
No, Dad, it's fine, really. Look, they're sending some to you now, too.
I want to see your father hog-tied and dipped in a grease river, deep-fry him in cum, and have him bite into an apple of AIDS. Well, that's not an okay thing to say. We need to report him, or ban him or something.
No, Dad, that guy pays $27 a month to watch me play video games. He can pretty much say whatever he wants. It doesn't matter.
Okay, but now someone else is posting my address, birthday, and social security number. That's clearly an issue.
It's called getting doxxed, Dad. That's kind of par for the course for this.
But at what cost?
Like I said, $30,000 a month. Think about it. Cuck.
Okay, fine. You're right, Samantha. That could really get us out of some binds. It could pay our mortgage.
Totally, totally. I thought about that, but then I spent it on a new skin for my gun.
A new what?
Will you see my gun in the game? And see how it's red and the other ones aren't? That.
Honey, we could lose the house.
Well, a bunch of guys are willing to pay me a lot of money if I send them my toenail clipping. Should I do that?
This is some kind of sexual thing for them?
In all likelihood, yes.
Okay, keep playing your game. I'll get the clippers. I bet if we mix them with your mother's and my toenail clippings, they won't know the difference and we'll have a higher yield.
You're a genius, Dad. I've never felt this way before, but I love you.
Lindsay, I'm here for our 11 o'clock interview.
OMG, Lara, come on in.
Nice to meet you, and it's actually Tara.
Please have a seat. So, here at Best Life, we want you to find success. And you'll do that by living your best life and help others live their best lives. And you're going to do that by building your network and sharing your inventory of our amazing smoothie mixes and booty scrubs with your buyers and friends.
Wait. Buyers? I'm sorry, when I applied, it said this was a customer service position.
You're serving customers by selling them what they need, Dara, duh. And then your manager will take 40% of your commission, and her manager will take some of hers, and so on, until it goes all the way up to the top, and the top is just another bottom.
Wait, this sounds like a pyramid scheme. Or a sex cult? Wait, is this Nexium?
No. But you're friggin' right it's a pyramid scheme. And what do you do on pyramids? Climb. Here, sign this paper.
What? No, I'm sorry. I don't think this is gonna be a good fit.
Do you have a house, Mara?
It's Tar... Never mind. And no, I am subletting a loft in Astoria.
Well, I have a house. It's orange. And in Far Rockaway. 25-year mortgage. And do you know how I got the money to buy a house in Far Rockaway and paint it orange? By starting my own business.
You're the founder of Best Life?
I'm the founder of my Best Life business. Come on, Sarah. Haven't you ever wanted to start your own business under the intense critique of a demanding manager?
Well,
or are you the kind of person who shies away from a challenge?
No, I can take a challenge, but...
Maybe from something that happened when you were a child. It's okay, we can talk about it.
What? No! Ugh, listen, lady, I'm not just gonna sit here while you talk down to me when you're obviously some mid-level crony of an Herbalife knockoff.
We are not Herbalife. We are not Insta-trash.
That's my wallet! Hey! Hey, give me back my wallet!
Ugh, okay, here you go.
And give me back my ID.
I'll give you back this driver's license, but you have to promise to work here and look me in the eyes when you say it.
No!
Then give me your consent to keep this and forge your signature on an I-9 with a quill. And you know, they don't make erasers for feather pens. Where would they put it?
Absolutely not. Jesus Christ, lady!
Fine, if you can name 5 friends' addresses you can sell our protein powder to, then I'll let you walk out of here scot-free and I'll walk with you and tuck you into your little bed and whisper to you while you dream.
I'm not giving you their information. Now get your greedy MLM mitts off of my ID!
Is that really a way to talk to your boss? Or as we call it, champion?
Are you kidding? I think I made it pretty clear that I never work here.
Oh, sweetie. You've been a part of Best Life ever since you set foot in my office. This little song and dance was just to prove you have what it takes.
What are you saying?
Look at the paper. You've already signed it.
What? How?
I was Miss Deemed Hypnotherapist before the recession. Now, the contract is binding for 2 years. I took the liberty of removing a check from your wallet for your banking information and will withdraw the $800 fee for monthly inventory.
You monster!
Ta-ta for now, Zara. You've got a lot of laxative tea to sell.
No! Oh my god, babe! Babe, get in here!
What is it?
Honey, you just won the Pulitzer Prize for drama!
Oh my god! I'm a successful writer!
And you get $15,000!
Wait, hold on. The prize money for the Pulitzer, the most important literary prize in the Western world, is only $15,000?
Yeah! Oh. So we're still poor.
Yeah. And we don't qualify for Medicaid anymore.
We're gonna die. Those Pulitzer fucks killed us! They finally killed us!
Disclaimer. The following sketch features Birdo. If you are unfamiliar with this Mario character, please pause and Google Birdo before you listen. We want the image fresh in your mind. Please cooperate with us for once. Thank you, and enjoy the sketch.
Gabriella, when I'm with you, I feel like I can be anything I want to be. Like in kindergarten. You know, my dad always wanted me to be the basketball guy, but that's his definition of success, not mine.
Troy, you don't need to be the basketball guy just to please your dad. You should be what you want to be. And if that's a musical theater kid, then everyone's just going to have to deal with it.
No, I wasn't talking about that.
You weren't talking about doing the callbacks for the winter musical?
I mean, yeah, I'm also dealing with that right now, but I don't want to be the theater guy either.
Oh, well, what do you want to be, Troy? You can tell me.
My whole life, I've just always wanted to be a simp for Birdo.
What?
I want to simp for Birdo. That's my true calling. To wait on her hand and foot in the hopes that maybe she'll return.
Wait, stop. You lost me. Are you talking about Birdo? Like the Mario character?
The very same. My true love since age 5 when I first saw her in Wario's woods.
The magenta dinosaur that shoots eggs out of her giant hole mouth?
Oh, heaven that she'd shoot me with an egg.
You want a simp for her?
Yes! I'd follow her anywhere. I'd give up everything. My possessions, my family, even my alpha jock status.
I'm sorry. I may be the freaky hot sex symbol genius girl loser at East High, but this is a bit beyond my comprehension.
Gabriella, think about it this way. Success in life isn't just about the career you have or the sick basketball medals that you collect. It's about contentment. It's about everlasting love and our relationship to the divine through that love. If I follow my heart and drop everything to simp for vagina mouth like I want, that brings me closer towards a more eternal passion. I hope you understand that.
I don't know what you're talking about, Troy. A minute ago we were on a cute lunch date and now you're professing your love for someone else?
Well, I decided to deviate from the script.
Troy... Listen, I gotta say what's on my mind. Cause something about us doesn't seem
Oh, right. Stop it with that infernal bubblegum ruckus! Birdo would never!
Birdo isn't even real!
You're not real!
You are not who I thought you were, Troy Bolton!
Well, you shouldn't have projected your sensitive jock fantasy onto me.
So what? Does this mean you're not gonna do the callbacks for the musical with me anymore?
Nah, I'm gonna leave town tomorrow. Head for Japan.
Well, I guess that means Sharpay's gonna get the lead role yet again.
Well, maybe she should have in the first place. She worked way harder for it.
Huh. I never really thought about it that way before. I guess you're right.
Shh. I'm picturing building an IKEA bed for Birdo and then us fucking in it.
Jimmy, dear boy, come and sit on your grandfather's lap. I have so much I need to tell you.
I can just pull up a chair. Your skin's all crinkly and I don't want to touch it.
That's fair enough, Jimmy. In my long life, I've pulled myself out of poverty and built wealth and stability so that you, your aunts and uncles and cousins could live good lives. And to achieve this success, I had to scrimp and save, pinch pennies left and right, struggle, strive, and even kill.
You killed somebody?
Don't worry about it. The important thing is I knew how to save money so I could put it towards me and my family's future. Without these savings, we could have never made it to where we are now, and you need to learn the secrets to do the same.
Okay, what do I need to do?
I'll tell you. Come closer, Jimmy.
I'm really okay at this distance.
That's fine. I'll project, but listen well. Every time you go to the movies, look in a trash can for a large popcorn someone has discarded. Dump out the remaining popcorn and then bring the container up to the front. They'll give you a free refill and you'll never have to pay for popcorn.
You eat popcorn out of the garbage?
No, you fucking loser. The container is out of the garbage. The popcorn itself is fresh as a dewy morning, okay? It tastes the same.
Grandpa, if you're trying to save so badly, shouldn't you not go to the movies?
Oh, but I love the pictures.
Okay, but just don't get the popcorn then.
I gotta eat popcorn at the movies. What are you talking about?
Okay, but won't you get kicked out if somebody sees you?
No, dear boy. That's the beauty of it. Say some minimum wage theater worker sees you. Do you really think they're gonna start a confrontation with a little rat man digging through their garbage cans? No! They're still reeling from embarrassment and pity. All they can do is sit there and fill up my greasy, greasy tub. And when they finally come back to their senses, I'm long gone. Comfy in my theater chair, munching away on those free golden kernels. And I have no regrets. God damn it, I've had free popcorn all my life, and I used those savings to crawl to this middle-class stability that you so well enjoy. And you have no one to thank but me and my miserly genius. Now thank me. Come now, thank me, boy.
Grandpa, who did you kill?
JFK, actually.
Whoa! Sick! Thanks, Grandpa.
Hey, big sis. Dan told me I should come over. Oh, it's dark in here, and oh, there's the depression hoodie. Guess you're needing a kick in the pants from your little sister?
Yeah, Lauren, I do. Things have just been really tough for me between getting a pay cut at the bank and then Jimmy being put in special help math. I just feel like a failure. I thought being a mom in a nice house with a good job was everything I would ever want. But I feel so hopeless.
Hey, it's gonna be okay.
At least you're here. I always feel so much better because, well, I'm so much more successful than you.
Excuse you? I have two cats and you don't have any.
What?
I'm two cats deep in glory.
Lauren, just because you have a cat doesn't mean you're successful.
Well, that's not what I said, is it? I said I have two cats. I'm fucking crushing it. I drop thousands of dollars on those furry friends like it's nothing. And what's more, I get my return back on them because they catch mice and cockroaches and whatnot. And how many mice and cockroaches have your free womb children caught? I bet you didn't even find them.
My children are a treasure.
And super basic. Any Joe can have two kids, two cats. That takes skill because first you have to catch them.
You're catching cats? Not adopting?
The only kill shelter I adopt from is the streets.
Lauren, feral cats can be extremely dangerous.
Exactly, which is why it's such a rush. I am a goddamn lion tamer. No beast can conquer me. Can you say the same, Becky?
House cats are super domesticated.
Yeah, and I have two of them. I have two cats.
Will you stop saying that? It doesn't mean anything.
Banking doesn't mean anything, Becky. Your capitalistic heteronormative definitions of success don't mean anything. I have two cats. I've poured love and nourishment into these creatures, and they care for me in return. They boot my nose and snuggle on my chest when I'm cold. I am rich in ways you could never be because my success defies language. Prove me wrong, Becky. Prove me wrong.
I can't.
Exactly. Now, get your ass out of that chair, put on a new hoodie, and prove to your math-dumb children why you're the head bitch in this house. Go. Catch two cats and bring them back here in an hour.
It can't be done.
God, not with that attitude.
Fine, I'll catch two cats. And I like banking.
I'm really nailing this single sister thing.
Only Sketches About was written and performed by James Azzaretti, Gamal Elsawa, Chris Fitzgerald, Cassidy Graham, Lauren Hardman, Yvonne Kulkarni, Annette Storkman, and Gabrielle William. With a special appearance by Lita Darmian. Music by Nicholas R. Nelson. If you like what you heard, please leave us a review. That would be nice. I've been your announcer, Mark Stauffenberg, and this has been an OSA Comedy production.